Immigrant workers stand up against a system which keeps them down. This is Mimnoksen Commentary from the Maoist Internationalist Movement. To better conditions for the 15,000 women who work in the garment industry on the Mexico-Texas border, Centro Obrero, La Mujer Obrera, an organization of immigrant women garment workers in El Paso, Texas, conducted a series of hunger strikes this summer. The workers are primarily Spanish-speaking immigrants forced to endure inhumane conditions at sub-minimum wages, wages which they sometimes never even receive. Because the status of many immigrant workers is illegal or tenuously amnestied, employers are able to exploit, control, and terrorize them with virtual impunity. The latest hunger strike ended in mid-July. Disparate, isolated strikes rarely accomplish much, particularly in an area with a vast market of excess exploitable labor, but the point was made. Abuse and exploitation of so-called illegal aliens is how capitalists get rich off immigrant labor. The U.S. keeps these oppressed nationalities silenced, overworked, and underpaid. The Immigration and Naturalization Service and its Border Patrol terrorize undocumented workers, and anyone who might look like one, for the protection and profit of U.S. industries. Legal and illegal immigrants currently make up 10% of the U.S. labor force. More and more Latino families, mostly Mexican, are coming to work and stay in U.S. urban areas. Almost 5 million people were living illegally in the United States in 1990, up from an estimated 3 and a quarter million 10 years ago. The increasing demand in the United States for cheap immigrant labor, more often in industrial and service jobs, is the primary reason for a shift from seasonal agricultural migration to permanent illegal residence. The INS pretends to enforce the laws of the borders and immigration. The Border Patrol, an arm of the INS, has about 3,800 agents, mostly along the 2,000-mile border with Mexico. The patrol arrests over 1 million people annually, more than any other police force in the world. Yet the INS itself estimates that 300,000 to 500,000 people cross the border each year without being caught. The Immigration Law Enforcement Monitoring Project has documented hundreds of cases of violence in the past 4 years against both citizens and non-citizens by Border Patrol and other immigration enforcement officers. No federal agent has ever been charged with criminal negligence in these incidents. Hundreds of dead Latino migrants are found along the border every year. Local police and Border Patrol agents, as well as white American gangs, are responsible for some of the murders. Others die trying to cross the freeways under the cover of darkness. The new immigration law in 1989 required all workers to prove legal status in order to get a job. This created a class of undocumented workers. Now, since workers need an employer's letter verifying gainful employment in order to work legally, employers blackmail amnestied workers by threatening to withdraw this letter. Workers must then endure harassment, subminimal wages, and dangerous working conditions. The law also requires that workers not be a public charge. They are ineligible for government assistance such as legal service, food stamps, public housing, and health care. Many white Americans resent and fear immigrants, especially non-Europeans, believing they steal American jobs and lower wages. But besides the upper classes, the white working class itself benefits from the labor of low-wage immigrants. The high wages and decent working conditions of privileged workers depend on profit from the exploitation of these immigrants and their third-world counterparts. Among those with any measurable income in this country, cheaply manufactured goods make everyone's dollars go further. Rather than coming to steal jobs, potential immigrants tend not to come if there's little demand for their skills. Immigrants also concentrate in industries with already low-paying jobs, which wouldn't exist without them. An INS experiment in San Diego County showed that when 2,000 illegal aliens were removed from their jobs, the State Human Resources Agency had almost no success in filling the jobs with U.S. citizens. Stopping Latino immigration poses a conflict with the capitalist demand for cheap labor. U.S. industry will not pay the higher wages for legal immigrant workers. Therefore, restrictive immigration laws seek to guarantee businesses a constant influx of cheap, undocumented workers while repressing these workers to keep them in line. For more information, send your questions or comments to Mimnotes and Commentary, PO Box 3576, Ann Arbor, Michigan 48106, or write to this station,